Eve on another fabulous, smoky, delicious episode of A Kick-Ass Love Story.
Yeah. Your cocktail for today? You just created?
I did. It's called the 12 Gauge. It's smoky, sweet, spicy, and delicious.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is your favorite cocktail.
That is my favorite cocktail.
Yeah. You got dressed up, though. It looks nice. I like the jalapeno on there.
And you can eat it for a snack.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Actually, give me that jalapeno.
You're not going to eat that straight I'll eat that jalapeno right now.
Is it a hot one?
No, not bad.
I'll try it really quick while you get us started. Ready? Okay. All right. Here it goes. Down the hatch.
My jalapeno. Oh, dear heavens. This is a really bad idea. I don't know why you thought that was a good idea.
With the tahini, it's good. Oh, hot. Mm-hmm.
Why did you do that?
That's a hot one. Okay. Holy shit. You said that wasn't hot. That's a hot one. Oh, no.
When I licked it, it wasn't that hot.
And I have a Zevia. It's not helping.
Okay. Do you want some tequila? Ooh.
No.
Okay. All right. I'm going to get it started. You recover.
That was a hot, hot jalapeno. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sweating. Okay. Oof. Okay, I do owe you an apology.
Yes, you do.
Not for that.
No.
Because that was on your own will.
I need a snack.
Do you need a snack?
Whew, I needed one. That was a hot jalapeno.
Gosh dang it, honey. Are you going to be all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're going to be taking your shirt off here pretty soon.
I know, I'm getting hot. Yeah. I can feel the sweat.
Starting to accumulate. Okay, so I owe you an apology. Last week, I was making fun of you because you had the man flu. Which you didn't. You had strep throat.
I had strep throat.
You legit had strep throat. That night, we're laying in bed, and you're like, babe, will you look at my throat? And you like open wide, and I look down inside of you. Strep throat.
My mouth is hot.
Imagine eating the jalapeno when you had strep.
Dude, that thing was hot.
Are you okay?
Ooh. Yeah, a lot of times... The jalapenos we get around here a lot of times aren't that hot.
Well, you know, your eyes are watering.
Whew.
You know what I heard? I heard they're actually breeding jalapenos to be less spicy to work for... Are you okay?
Yeah. I can feel the sweat on my lip.
They're actually breeding jalapenos to be less spicy to fit... You know, I'm sure Western culture, all of the people here who can't eat spicy food. I actually heard that. They are making jalapenos less spicy.
That's weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's so many times here we've gotten jalapenos and they have not been hot at all.
Like you eat the whole thing and it's not spicy.
Yeah. That one, though, was so hot.
You just went deep on that. Okay.
You owe me an apology.
That was it. I'm sorry. I made fun of you. Thinking you had the man flu and you actually had strep throat.
Had strep throat.
Which is funny. I was talking. So that led us into this whole like rabbit hole because as some of our listeners know, you and I do in fact share a toothbrush.
Yes.
Because
we're in love and we make out.
Because we're in love and we make out and we lick each other's body parts and... And what's wrong with the toothbrush?
Yeah.
Anyways, so a lot of people are going to think that's gross, but anyone who thinks that's gross, I'm sure you've licked a butthole before. So, so I, sharing a toothbrush, did not get strep throat.
No.
And you did.
Yes.
My theory, so there's been a lot of stuff on the internet or in the medical field saying now that you should not get your tonsils taken out. If you don't have to, they talk about like, do not get your tongue. What?
Okay. Yeah. Keep going.
Okay. So, okay. Wow. So there's this whole medical, everyone's saying, don't get your tonsils taken out, blah, blah, blah. You need your tonsils. They filter bad stuff. I was sick. Are you okay?
Yeah,
I was, okay. I was sick as a kid. I almost got held back. Luckily I was smart and my mom, you know, homeschooled me when I was sick, so I was able to move on. But it was like second grade. I had been held back for over half the school year. And because I missed so much school, they're supposed to hold you back. But whatever. Yeah. I didn't. And I was sick constantly.
Yeah.
Got my tonsils taken out. I never get sick anymore. I will say you get sick 5 times a year. I'll get sick once a year. If I get sick, you always get sick too. Oh,
100%.
But if you get sick, I don't always get sick. I really believe that me getting my tonsils taken out was huge.
And I have giant tonsils too.
Yours are massive.
They're kissing tonsils.
Yes. And they do say, though, the later in life you get them removed, the harder the recovery is. And like the more dangerous it is.
I'm not getting them removed.
The more chance you have of bleeding out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I got mine out when I was like 12 and immediately better. I also... What?
Oh, it's just funny because a lot of times, you know, especially... Well, because I was looking at my tonsils.
Yeah.
This is going to sound so weird. Uh-huh. But well, I'm not even really thinking straight because my mouth is so hot right now. But I was looking at my tonsils.
I don't know how anything fits down your throat.
I was looking at my tonsils. I wish you didn't say that. But looking at my tonsils from the strap. And all I could think of was, holy shit, these things are so big, they look like two nuts on each side of my throat. They look like testicles.
Literal throat looks like you have testicles in your throat. Your tonsils are so big.
My tonsils are big.
How's your gag reflex?
Terrible.
It is. Yeah, I think it's your tonsils. Gag reflex.
Yeah. I would not do well.
You would make it terrible.
I would not do well in prison.
No.
Okay. No, but to your point about the root canal and the strap and stuff.
Yeah.
I just broke my fucking tooth, remember?
I know. So then my mom calls me yesterday. Okay, I have three things.
Yeah.
Bear with me. My mom calls me yesterday.
Yeah.
Cracked her tooth just like you did. She's missing half of it.
She's freaking out.
Freaking out because she's like, I'm going to swallow my tooth. And I'm like, Mom, if you swallow a tooth, you're just going to poop it out. You're fine. And so then
is that all she was worried about was swallowing her tooth?
Swallowing pieces of it.
Oh, that's so sad.
Anyway, so she goes to the dentist and then the dentist is like, oh, you need root canal immediately. $3,000 with insurance. So my mom pays a deposit, which is luckily refundable because then I call her and I'm like, there is alternatives to getting root canals.
Yes.
Root canals are so bad for you. The bacteria that gets released during a root canal, there is healthier alternatives.
Yes.
And I watched just by chance right before this happened to both of you, this Instagram dentist going on about how like avoid root canals like the plague.
Really?
Do not get root canals because everybody who gets a root canal has a bacteria that lives in their mouth forever that never goes away because it's so bad for you. And
I want this fact checked, by the way.
Okay, well, the dentist said
I want if you don't, but if you're listening and you don't think this is real or true,
every single person that I've ever met that's had a root canal has problems. And my mom is immunodeficient.
Yeah.
Is that how you say that?
I'm not sure.
She's
vegan.
Immunocompromised.
Okay, there we go.
She's also a vegan too, vegan. But I don't think that has anything to do with her teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not that that matters. I was just naming some of the things.
So my mom has problems with healing and getting sick and stuff like that. So I was like, Mom, before you just go pay $3,000 to this dentist, go get a second opinion.
Yeah.
Get the thing just yanked out. You don't need a tooth there anyways.
Yeah, I know. That's where I'm at with mine. It's one of those back ones. If I have a serious problem, I'm just going to get pulled.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have anything on that topic or can I move on to my next thing?
Update. My mouth is good now.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I still have a little bit of heat and I can feel it in my stomach.
And you still have a cracked tooth and you're fine.
Yeah. I still have it. I've had mine for like 2 months now.
Okay. Appendixes.
Okay.
So I have had my tonsils, my adenoids, and my appendix removed.
Crazy.
All of them.
Yeah.
Almost anything you can get removed, I have had taken out of my body.
Yeah. Well, in today's day and age, you got to be careful about saying that. But yeah. Because, I mean, you can have other things removed. And, you know, with that whole.
I've added to my body.
Okay. Yeah.
In the form of boobies.
Yeah.
So,
but yes, you've had these little things removed. Yes,
so I have had my appendix, tonsils, and adenoids removed, and now they're, you know, like, what's the deal with appendixes? Because they're supposed to just, like, filter your blood and be, like, a filter in your body.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what, yeah.
I've had all those things removed, and I feel...
Or what the, yeah, what the difference, you know.
Yeah, what's going on different in my body now that I don't have all those things.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You get sick all the time. I don't.
Yeah, well, I don't get sick all the time, but I get sick. But also, our whole family had...
They all had strep.
Had strep before they got here, and so
shout out to your sister came.
So we're thinking maybe that's where I got it. Yeah,
they all had strep.
They think I got it from the wrestling mat, but I think I got it from them.
Well, I mean, they all had strep throat.
Yeah.
So.
But you know what? I can't help but think.
What?
Remember that day? I think it was Wednesday. We were in Bruno's striking class, and my mouth guard fell out and it fell on the ground and I couldn't pick it up, and everyone was like, oh, that's so gross.
And I know for a fact, if everyone didn't see, you would have shoved that thing right back in your mouth.
How do you know that?
I was just waiting.
How
I was
like, do you know that?
If people weren't paying attention, he's going to put that back in his mouth.
So funny. Holy shit.
Knew it.
I mean, I would have wiped it off on my shirt.
I put it back in my mouth too. Yeah, whatever.
I probably would have put it back.
I'm building my immune system.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. There's something there.
Yeah. So anyways, yes. So I did this whole podcast last time with strep throat. But also what is so amazing is how good Z-Pak works.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You were on antibiotics for what, like 4 days?
Okay. So it was Thursday. We filmed. Okay. I didn't feel good. That night is when it like really hit me and I felt really shitty, and our family was taking off the next day. They were going to leave on Friday. So Thursday night, we went out to dinner, and I was just, like, not feeling good. Mm-hmm. And then that night, sleeping, it was one of those nights. Well, then it started, my throat started hurting really bad, my tonsils or whatever, and I couldn't swallow. Having the worst night of sleep, I was, ironically, I was, like, almost, I had a fever, so I was kind of hallucinating, like, football cards above my head and weird shit, and then I woke up full blown, and we did the telehealth thing.
We did, yeah.
Another, you know, good thing that came from a bad thing, COVID.
Yes.
Created these telehealth things, and it's so convenient, so easy.
Oh, it's so convenient because
I took pictures, right? Mm-hmm. And then we set it all up, and within like an hour I was accepted for, or they wrote the script for a Z-Pak to, you know,
and do it was at the pharmacy.
Yeah, never had to go to the doctor, do anything. And yeah, I went, started the Z-Pak Friday. I was back to full-on training Monday.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so.
So yeah, that is one thing, good thing I will say too, came from COVID.
Yeah.
The vets. I can get Dennis a vet appointment online while we're in the middle of nowhere in Alaska. Yep. We can get antibiotics. You can just go online and Zoom with a doctor and get all your things taken care of. So I'm happy you're feeling better.
Yes, I'm feeling good.
How's your throat from that spicy jalapeno?
Good. My belly is crazy now.
For sure.
Yes, because that was hot.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay.
I'm feeling good.
You feel good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Was that what you had planned? You said you had something planned for
me. No. I've got some stuff planned.
Okay, so, well, 'cause I do too, but.
Okay, so I'll go on to the next thing. So we just received a gift from, well, you did. We just put it together, assembled it.
Oh my gosh, we got a stair stepper.
Yes, we got a stair stepper.
I'm so excited, guys.
You're going to get so sexy.
Okay, fucked up. Because you should think I'm sexy already.
I know, I do. So this, yes, I make this comment, the stair stepper comes, and, you know, and because of, you know, girls and the stair steppers and butts and all this.
Yeah, but no, you shouldn't be like, ooh, you're going to get so sexy.
You know what I meant by it, and you have said that before too. You've said like, oh, I'm going to get so sexy.
And she's like, baby, you're already sexy.
I know, but I compliment how sexy you are.
But FYI, if you're on my OnlyFans, my butt's about to get massive.
Wow, okay.
I just got a big old stair stepper.
Okay, so anyway, so we assembled this together.
Yes, right? We did.
assembling things in a relationship.
Yeah.
Easy or hard?
I think we're good at it.
We are good. Now, this stair stepper, how much did the package say it weighed?
Like 350.
450, right?
450.
Yeah, 450. We took a few things. It was probably like the main thing was like 400 pounds.
The main base was like 400 pounds. I'll plug the video on our Ring camera of us carrying that.
Oh, yes, that's right. So anyways.
So no, let me go.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I just feel like there is the, like, I don't know how the word is. Like, you know what? Let's just be patient.
Yeah.
And do this right versus yes. the like, no, let's just get this fucking over with.
Yeah.
So you were the let's just get this fucking over with type. I wanted to. Our neighbor across the street has a dolly.
Yeah.
We could have put it on a dolly wheel because it was dropped off in our garage and we had to wheel it or we had to bring it
yes.
all the way out the garage, around the side of the house, around to the back porch because yeah. it wouldn't fit through our laundry room door.
Yeah. Yep.
So instead of me being like, which I said, hey, the neighbor's got a dolly. I'll go knock on the door and get a dolly so yeah. we can just wheel it over.
Yeah.
No problem. And you were like, no, let's just carry it. So me and you deadlifted this giant fucking stair stepper.
Yeah.
The two of us. 400
pounds. Yeah.
Which luckily I can deadlift 275.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But for one rep, this thing, we had to carry it for like a quarter mile around our house.
Yeah.
Carry this giant stair stepper around. We did it.
Yes.
We made it.
Barely.
Barely.
I could have killed you when you dropped it without saying anything. I didn't
drop it. You know when you get to stairs, like it's like common courtesy to be like, hey, taking a step.
Yeah.
You got to the stairs and you just started hiking up the stairs.
Yeah.
I was on the lower end, which meant I was carrying all the weight. So all this, that's.
We'll cross-reference the
Ring camera. No, that's true.
No, I'm sure it is. We'll just look on the Ring camera and make sure.
You stepped up on the step without forewarning.
Good thing we have video evidence.
Now I'm carrying all the weight of this thing. And I didn't drop it. I just said, going down, going down.
Going down, going down.
And it slid out of my fingers and it gently hit the ground.
Well, it gently, yeah, yeah, it gently hit the ground.
Because it landed on top of the screen and it did not break it.
Yeah, I barely did. But it going back to having to ask the neighbor, I know how this was going to play out. I was going to have to go ask the neighbor for the dolly, and I didn't want to talk to the neighbor.
I literally said, I will go ask the neighbor. He's outside.
Yeah, but it was the wrong neighbor. It was a different neighbor who had the dolly.
See, and I think you're wrong, but I digress.
Really? Okay.
I think you're wrong.
Okay, so putting things together as a couple, right?
So sometimes, like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a moment of honesty.
Yeah.
I think I'm really good at putting things together.
Yeah.
And then sometimes when you have two people in the mix, not really going on the same circuit.
Yes.
I feel like whenever you put things together, you need to have one leader and just let them do their thing.
Yeah.
And just follow.
Yeah.
And I think I'm a better leader than follower.
So this stair stepper claim that, you know, it takes two people, uh-huh. it could be put together in 45 minutes. So, you know, we were like, oh, we're good. We put things together before and we've done well on some things.
I think in our house, there was one day we put together 8 pieces of furniture.
Yeah, we did good. So we're like, oh, 45 is going to take us 30 minutes. Did not take us 30. It took us like 2 hours to put this thing together.
It did.
And you did. I had to take that one arm back off because you put that thing on backwards. Remember?
Because you had the instructions. If you would have let me hold the instructions, everything would have been put on perfectly the first time.
Really? Okay.
I never looked at the instructions. All you said is put that plastic piece on. Yeah. I put it on. You're holding the instructions. If it's on backwards, that's on you.
It was my fault. Okay.
100%.
So assembling things with your partner can be a frustrating sometimes.
If you can assemble things with your partner,
yeah.
then you can stay married.
Yeah. I would say my biggest thing is I get so impatient and so angry.
You do.
That anger permeates off. And
oh, yeah. You seem angry.
Because I'm not angry at you. But
you go and you like screw things in and rush.
Yeah.
And then, of course, shit's put on backwards. Screws aren't where they're supposed to be. You dropped a screw inside the stair stepper, which we never found.
Yeah. And they didn't give us extra. So is one.
There's one screw inside the stair stepper.
That's not in the correct place in the stair stepper. It's hanging loose somewhere.
I just think that you get impatient where it's like, I personally, when I'm the holder of the instructions, the leader, I go read all of the instructions first. Then I go back and start. No, you didn't go through the whole thing.
I could have been better. But this brings me to my next thing.
Okay.
So goodhousekeeping.com put out 30 silly fights every couple has had at least once.
I'm so sorry. Hold on.
Okay.
You know what that made me think of when you talked about Good Housekeeping?
What?
In Step Brothers, when they say favorite non-pornographic magazine to masturbate to.
Oh, they say, gosh.
Good Housekeeping.
Which, by the way, we did start that the other night with our whole family here with the...
Good Housekeekeeping?
No, the stepbrothers with the five-year-old. We had to turn it off after the first couple of scenes. Okay, so goodhousekeeping.com, 30 silly fights every couple has had at least once. So we're going to go through and see if we've done these. Number one, the many nuances of toothpaste usage. So, like, do you keep the cap on? Do you let the toothpaste build up?
We're kind of the same.
Yeah, we don't really.
Neither of us put the cap back on.
Yeah, we're not too. No. We certainly have never fought over
never.
It. Right? Okay. But I skimmed through a couple of these and I know we have fought.
Okay. All right.
Number two, whether or not to read directions. So there we go. All right. So we're one of two.
We have argued about that.
Okay. You keep track. We're one of two.
Yes.
Number three, the thermostat.
Oh, fuck yes.
Oh.
Did you know I have the thermostats locked now? It doesn't go lower than 70.
Really?
Oh, I locked it.
That's insane.
When your family is here, Nick.
I'm in a prison.
Nick. I would go so I can look at the thermostat on my phone.
Yeah.
So we would be in bed and I'd pull it up and he had turned it down to like 66. And this is a big ass house.
Yeah.
First off, we live in Florida. Air conditioning is expensive. You don't need 66 when it's 90 outside. 70 inside is cool enough.
Okay.
Air conditioning is expensive.
Two for three.
So I dare you to try to turn down my thermostat.
Two for three. Number four, checking phones at dinner.
No.
I don't care. Remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So two for four. Leaving soaked sponges in the sink.
Don't care.
Yeah, not really.
We have scrub daddies and they just air out.
Yeah.
So I think that's like get a scrub daddy. They're fine.
We're 2 of 5. Six, shoe storage.
No,
we're pretty good about that, right?
Both of us take care of our shoe storage.
2 of 6. All right, television volume. Yes and no. I do ask you almost nightly, babe, could you please turn the...
Mostly because I forget. Like, we're laying in bed watching TV. We lay down. Yes, I do. We both want the TV turned down.
Yeah.
You're just the one who's like, hey, turn it down. I'm falling asleep.
Yeah. Okay, 2 of 7. We won't count.
We don't argue about that.
Number 8, the right way to react when you vent.
Oh, hell
we
yes.
We just got we into just this the other night. We
just thought about this because... And this is a common thread. So we have a lot of male listeners.
Yep.
I want all the men to understand.
Okay.
When I vent to you about something.
Yeah.
I don't want you to try to justify the other person's actions.
Yeah.
I don't want you to tell me why they're acting that way or say like, oh, well, no, they do love you. They do love you, even though they don't tell you they love you. They do. And I want you to just, when I'm venting, I'll be like, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
That person shouldn't make you feel like shit. Fuck that person.
Yeah.
Instead of you being like, no, it's just they have a hard way of showing it.
That makes sense. I understand.
So don't try to fix my problems or like justify somebody else's actions or make me try to like reason so I understand.
Yeah.
Just to say, like, I'm so sorry you feel that way.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So 3 of 8 because we have fought over that.
Absolutely.
Number 9, Netflix cheating.
No.
No.
No, because...
Although you do watch on...
Absolutely.
...shows, and because I'll fall asleep, and you'll continue to watch them into the 4 a.m.-ish hours. I never awake.
No, but you also just don't care to...
Yeah, there's very... Yeah, I... there's not many like long-winded shows or stuff that I'm really into.
That you're really into. Yeah. And if I go watch ahead, we always start from where you fell asleep and I'll rewatch it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And if I'm going to watch, usually if I'm going to watch something on Netflix, it's like a murder documentary or something.
Yes. And then
like
we stay up and watch the whole thing.
Yeah. So, okay. We're 3 of 9.
Yeah.
10, public speed walking or public walking speed.
Ooh, interesting.
We do. You,
do we?
Yes, you always, just the other day.
Riding our bikes. You're going so
slow. You
were riding your bike so slow. Like, I literally was going to fall over
if we went slower. Or I walk kind of slow. I mean,
we don't argue, but sometimes, yes, you're slow.
Yeah, I'm kind of slow.
You're slow.
I'm slow.
I like to get where we need to go.
Okay, well, we're going to count that, though. Yeah, we're going to call that 4 for 10. Okay. Rags versus paper towels.
No, we don't argue about that.
Yeah, we don't. I'm trying to see. Yeah, we don't.
No.
12, the better college team and who's the bigger fan?
No, not relevant to us.
Yeah. Leftovers.
I don't think that's relevant to us. Like, do we like arguing over leftovers?
Finishing one's leftovers. Like, do I eat your leftovers from the...
Well, yeah. I mean, if I don't eat it all, it's for you.
And you're not a giant leftover fan.
Yes and no. But for me, it's like, all right, we eat our dinner. Leftovers go in the fridge.
Yeah.
That's fair game for anybody.
For sure. Yeah. Like, and I love leftovers. Yeah. Like, I'm salivating over that curry you made last night.
But if, like, you have a leftover Chipotle bowl and you stick it in the fridge and I come home and there's half a Chipotle bowl, I'm going to eat it.
Yes.
I feel like leftovers are fair game.
Yeah. Okay. So we're 4 of 13.
Okay.
Leaving clutter, especially socks, all over the house.
I don't like clutter at all. I don't get mad at you for clutter.
And I don't think we fight. If the one person who leaves socks everywhere is you.
No.
Him. Yeah.
I leave my socks in the laundry basket. He pulls them out
and drags them everywhere.
And the truth is if I find like your shirt by the sauna or your shorts in that outdoor shower, I just pick it up. Yeah. It's not like...
We
don't argue about that.
Okay, 4 of 14.
Yeah.
Posting less than perfect photos. So I would say like I take a picture, I post it, and you're like, babe, why the hell did you post that? I look like shit. Yeah.
I don't really get
mad about that. Not too much, right?
No.
Yeah, we don't. Okay, 4 of 15. We're halfway there. 16. Mm-hmm. Where to spend the holidays?
We don't argue about that.
No, we don't.
We're pretty much on the same page.
Yeah.
And if one of us like has a fight coming up, we plan accordingly. We adjust our schedules. Pretty much we work. We're able to work holidays around ourselves in our schedule.
Yeah, and I'll say we're also very fortunate, you know, where we're at that we can kind of make whatever work.
Exactly.
If we want, you know, to go somewhere, bring our family there, both sets or whatever.
Yes, so we can like bring family here, we'll go there, bring, we always make it work.
Okay, 17, leaving hairs in the sink or shower. This is CU. We don't fight, but you do have some hair buildup.
We have a very small drain in our shower.
Yes, we do.
And it clogs every time I shower, every time I wash my hair.
But we don't fight.
Yeah. Is it a household issue to clean the drain? Yes.
Yeah.
We don't fight about that.
Or the cold plunge. I got to clean that little filter thing with your hair.
That's more than just my hair. That is buildup of skin and icky stuff.
Buildup of skin.
Icky stuff.
Okay. 18. Eating ice cream in a bowl versus the container.
Never argue about that.
Yeah. Okay, 4 of 18.
I would say that I would contribute to like for a comparison that would be relevant to us would be like drinking milk straight out of the carton.
Yeah, which I just don't care. Yeah, I do that. Or
I
the orange
too.
Juice and
orange juice straight out of the carton. Well, it's just the two of us.
Yeah. Okay, 19. Time spent on the golf course, which I think this could be applicable for us to like video games for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've certainly had fights
here
over
and
it.
There. You'll just be playing for hours and I'll just be like, hey, enough.
I'll look down and next thing I know, I've been on for 7 hours.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
And I'll just
very rarely
get off now.
Especially now. Not so much now.
Yeah, that was an issue.
We'll count that though. Five of 19, right? Okay. 20, falling asleep on the couch. No.
I love sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, we don't do that. 21, answering emails late at night.
Maybe.
I get on you a little bit about
working in bed.
Yes, just relax. And when we're in bed, it's relax time. Go to sleep.
I tend to work in bed. Yeah. Yes.
We'll count that. 6 to 21. Okay. All right, 22. One person's alarm while the other is sleeping.
Nah. No.
We don't really have a set time that we have to
be out of bed. Yeah. Our first practice is pretty much at 10 o'clock. So. Yeah.
Okay, 23. Water glass ghosts. I think just leaving like water glasses.
Oh, no, we don't fight about that. You do leave your glasses on the side of the sink because you're going to reuse them. And I always just.
And you always put them away.
I put it in the sink.
Yeah. Okay. 24. Leaving pee in the toilet.
Okay. We've never fought about that.
Yes.
But there has been one time, I don't know what happened. You got pee all over the seat. You got pee all over the floor. I thought Dennis peed in the bathroom.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, so there's this funny little thing about men. Okay. When they wake up in the morning and they have to go urinate for the first time.
Yep.
And sometimes it's hard.
It's very hard.
To pee.
Very, very hard.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Gosh dang, I lost my... Okay, so...
Very hard.
Yeah. Toilet seat, pee.
No, we have not thought about that, but I was very alarmed.
You were concerned, right?
Yeah, I was concerned.
Yeah. You were like, who the hell?
What in the hell?
Okay, we're almost there. 25, leaving wet towels on the bed. No, but you do that. Never been enough where I've been like,
sorry,
damn it, babe, but you do that. And I think, babe, just put the towel on the towel rack thing.
Okay, I'll work on it.
But no, you don't do it very often.
Okay.
26, the right way to drive.
Oh, dear heavens.
Yeah, we're doing that one.
Can I tell you one thing that I haven't been vocal about if we're going to be honest here.
Yes.
If we're going to, excuse me, Dennis, this is getting serious. Okay. If we're going to be honest.
Yeah.
So one of the things that you do when you're driving, that is my biggest pet peeve. Although in driving school, they would say that you are doing it the correct way.
Yeah.
You're not.
Okay.
So if I'm pulling up to an intersection.
Yes.
Right. And I'm making a right-hand turn.
Yes.
And I need to be in the far left lane to make a left-hand turn. You'll turn to the immediate right lane.
Yes.
And then you'll like hang out there, look over your shoulder, blinker, and then you'll change lanes and then you'll stay there for a second, blinker, check. Instead, if you're in the far, you're the first person in line, just go to the far left lane.
Yeah.
Go straight to the far left lane because no one's going to pass you. Then when you're turning into the immediate right lane, you have all these other people doing it the right way that you have to work around.
So I'll say this. My biggest pet peeve is this, you criticizing my driving.
Oh, no.
Because I think I do fairly well. Now, am I a slow driver? Yes.
No, but in those instances, you get stressed out and then you're always like, babe, can I get over? Can I get over? Can I get over? And it's like, I'm in the fucking passenger seat. I shouldn't have to tell you if you can get over or not.
Oh, yeah. I know why I'm asking, because you're usually in the passenger seat with your feet up blocking my mirror on that side.
Bullshit. I am typically the driver, and maybe if you drove more often, this wouldn't be an issue.
Okay, we're definitely counting that. What are we at, like 8?
I don't know.
27, leaving closet and cabinet doors wide open.
No, not an issue for us.
All right, 28, the correct way to load the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
That one is the one.
Because I feel like I spent how much money on a dishwasher?
Yeah.
That bitch better wash my dishes.
I shouldn't have to wash my dishes.
Then what's the point of a dishwasher?
Okay, here's what. You have to pre-rinse and you have to put them in like neatly so the thing can spin, because if you have something sticking up and it blocks from spinning.
I know the concept of how a dishwasher works.
You kind of just like throw shit in. Like sometimes I'll look at them like, damn, did you just like, how did you load this?
Just shove it in. If it fits, it shifts.
I like to strategically place things in a neat little dishwasher. Yes. Okay, so
dishwashers are meant to wash your dishes. I am not meant to.
29. What time to go to bed?
We don't argue about that. We're pretty
good.
Yeah, we're pretty like, hey, you want to go to bed? You'll be like, oh, I'm not tired. I'll be like, oh, okay.
Okay, and then 30, the last one, the number of lights that should be on at night.
Ooh, no, we don't fight about that, but...
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there's more.
Oh, hell yeah, I want more. So we'll turn on, obviously, all of our perimeter lights on the outside. I leave all of the indoor lights off.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I'm feeling like, sometimes we'll leave on like the stove light or the island lights, but no.
We don't really fight about it though, right? All right, 31, whether food scraps should go in the garbage disposal or the trash.
Okay, this we've never fought about.
Yeah.
But FYI, we are on septic.
Yes.
And our septic guy said, do not put any food scraps down the garbage disposal. Yeah. Obviously, it fucks with your septic system.
If little things fall down. Or
little things here and there are fine, but you should put all of your food in the garbage can.
Yeah. Remember our house on Aldridge? We exploded the garbage disposal. Do you remember what happened?
Yes, I remember that.
Because I put... we had a bunch of leftover pasta and I just put it all down in. And that was...
And you shouldn't put coffee grounds. Do not go in your garbage disposal.
Yeah.
That's...
We're pretty good because I'm the same. I'd scrape everything off because growing up, we never had a garbage disposal. Yeah. So, all right, 32. Toilet paper dispensed from the top or bottom.
Okay. I know what's... Okay. All right. Hold on. We don't fight about this.
No.
At all.
Yeah.
But... I know the way I prefer it.
Really?
But if you would go look at like the patent for toilet paper, it goes over. I do not like it over. I like it under.
So the little flap
is closer to the wall.
You like it like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Because when it's over, like spiders and bugs could be hiding in there and you can't see them.
Oh, that is funny. Yeah. we don't fight, but I am notorious for leaving the not replacing. Oh,
you never replace it. Yeah. Or you know what else you do?
What?
You'll leave the empty, which you don't even have to do anything. Like ours is an open hook. You just slide it on and off. You will leave the empty cardboard roll on, go get a new roll, use it. And then leave it on the floor in front of the toilet.
Yeah.
Instead of just swapping them because
this isn't an every time thing. I've done a few times.
I have pictures of it. There is like
taking pictures of it.
Well, because it's like it's funny how lazy that could that be. Like you have the garbage can right next to it.
Yes.
All you have to do is take it off, put it in, and put the new one on. Instead, you just leave the toilet paper in front of the toilet.
That was the last one, actually.
On the floor.
Yeah. That was the last one.
How'd we do?
I think we were less than like 10.
Yeah.
We're about a third of. We've fought about a third of the time.
But I feel like driving is like such a big one. And I feel like the little things we just don't argue over.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe they're big things for other people, but like leaving cabinet doors open, lights on, I could care less.
Yeah. If there's a cabinet door left over, I'd just
shut it. And if there's a light left on that I don't want on, I'd turn it off.
Yeah.
Or if your socks are strung about, just pick them up and put them in the hamper.
Yeah. Yeah. If your shoes are left all over the house, I just pick them up and put them away.
That was spicy.
You do leave your shoes out a lot.
Yeah, I do.
And I just put them away and I don't care. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. That's what I had for you.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it.
You in Good Housekeeping?
Yeah, I was reading Good Housekeeping and I thought, oh, this would be a good
This will be interesting. Okay. Yeah. I did fan questions and I was so excited, but I have so much stuff prepped for us, which I guess we could save this for the next episode. But
yeah,
let me go in and see if we got some cool little questions.
Cool.
How do you think about
that? How are we doing? 40? Cool.
Oh, cool. Okay. I guess we could go into like a little update. I wanted to talk a little bit about...
We could... the fights last weekend. UFC 300.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How did we do on our bets? Do you remember?
I don't.
Yeah, let's talk about fights. Remember. Let's go to that. And then I'll pull some questions for fight stuff. Yeah. Next week I do want to talk. So we have to do our conspiracy theory episode.
Yes, we do.
I want to talk about MMA managers.
Yeah.
Because that's such like a hot topic.
Yeah.
One, we're with First Round with Malki Kawa, who's like a very notorious MMA manager.
Yeah.
One of the top in the industry.
Yeah.
I have personally had like four managers.
Yeah.
and Maki I have been with the longest. Yeah. So I think it'll be really interesting to shed some tea on the past ones.
Yes.
I also have a few other things, but no, that's perfect. Next yeah. episode, I want to talk about MMA managers.
Yeah.
I also wrote down, so for UFC 300, the biggest takeaway, of course, was, well, there was a few. Yeah. Max Holloway's knockout of Justin Gaethje.
Unbelievable.
Freaking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Highly deserved the two bonuses. Incredible.
Yeah, both guys did. I mean, Gaethje certainly did too. He went into that with, I'm assuming, a broken nose that lasts like 10 seconds to go do that.
To go do that with a broken nose.
Which his nose was very obviously bothering him the entire fight.
Yes.
And so to just throw caution in the wind and go, it was crazy. Yeah.
That, Kayla Harrison.
Yeah, Kayla.
Our teammate.
Yeah.
So
I don't I'm not sure. I didn't look at, I haven't seen the stats, but I don't know that Holly even threw a strike, like landed or threw any strikes.
No,
I don't think there was anything.
So I mean, what's crazy to me is like, then you go back and watching the fight, it almost seemed like Holly wanted to grapple.
Yeah, like, try to grapple.
Which she did get on, and she ended up on top of Kayla for a period.
She reversed her one time.
Kayla got up immediately.
Yeah.
Had her against the cage a little bit, which I know Holly's good at like cage work and stuff, but it just was it was a little shocking to see. Like, I just wasn't sure what her game plan was going into that.
Yeah.
So now let me look up. Kayla is now the number 4 ranked in the UFC. Number 4. She's the number 4 ranked in the bantamweight division, number 13 in the UFC's women's pound for pound.
Oh, damn.
Already. Yeah. So looking at like the ranking, so there was a lot that happened. Obviously, now she's entitled. I think she's in title contention.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about like the girls who have fought for the title in that weight class, and you know what would be the most exciting thing, it's got to be her fighting.
Well, and not even the most exciting, which it is.
Yeah, but I mean, what makes the most sense, right? Like,
it makes the most sense. So we look at the UFC women's bantamweight rankings. She's number 4. Ahead of her is Miria Bueno Silva. Trains at our gym.
Teammate, yeah.
She's our teammate.
Yeah.
So that's that. I don't even know who that is. Ketlin Vieira?
Vieira. Uh-huh. Yeah. I've seen her fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we have of course Juliana Pena, and then we have the champion Raquel Pennington.
Yeah.
Then into the mix we have our old teammate.
Amanda
Nunes.
Yeah,
who seems like she's teasing a comeback.
Yeah.
So for me, just looking at the division, I don't want to pick fights or talk about anyone's fight game, which I could. I don't know. It's just exciting. Yeah. I feel like no matter what, having Kayla Harrison in the UFC mix of title contention, it is so fucking exciting for the whole division. Like, I feel like 135, it's not that it kind of died down, but it's like we lost Amanda Nunes. They're just like, now I feel like the whole division has like a fire lit under them.
Yeah, for sure. There's some actual like really dominant and exciting female athletes in that, you know, and not that there wasn't before, but I think it definitely adds an element of that. Anytime you get a weight class with someone who has been so dominant as Kate. I mean, she's lost one fight to a girl she had fought 3 times.
And Larissa Pacheco is extremely talented.
She is. She's very tough. And gosh, fighting someone 3 times, you know, you do set yourself up for a chance of, you know, of something crazy, because it's a fight.
And, oh, for sure.
And we know how like little room of error that there is in fighting and all this. So I think it's cool. It's exciting.
It's cool. So. I know. And then we have Chris Cyborg still talking about Kayla Harrison and that division.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm excited for Cyborg and Larissa Pacheco.
Yeah, that's going to be really...
In the PFL.
Yeah.
That's in a very, very exciting fight.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
So that was awesome about the UFC 300. Any other updates that you have?
I mean, Pereira, his walk-off. They're talking about Pereira maybe being the only, like, fighter ever that could possibly be a three-division champion, because they're saying he could go up to heavyweight and you know, at least vie for the title. And
for sure.
And when you do start talking about those guys, though, I mean, Pereira is a big guy. He's got the length. Obviously, he's got the striking ability and all that. But, you know, you get up and start talking about guys like Tom Aspinall, Sergey, like some big heavyweights, obviously, not to mention John Jones and stuff. I mean, there's some big heavyweights. I think... does he have a chance at beating one of those guys? For sure, because he definitely does have that prowess. But man, I think that's a big ask to go up and beat Tom Aspinall or something like that. But it's interesting. He has the opportunity if he chooses to be a three division champion. And the other thing too is, I mean, I think after weigh-ins, he ballooned up to like 230 or something. Yeah, so, you know, if he's doing a full camp where he's not having to cut down, and he's going to walk into the fight at 245, or, you know, if he does things right and bulks up a little bit, and he definitely has the frame to do it. So it's, it's interesting. But his the way he shrugged off, was it Herb Dean? Yeah, shrugged off Herb Dean from the...
Was insane.
Was it a groin? Yeah. And it was like, nah, I'm good. And then knocks out Jamal Hill right after that. Uh-huh. It was like, that dude's arguably the scariest guy.
Scary. And then who called out Ilya Topura?
Max.
Max Holloway.
Yeah, Max Holloway.
So that would be...
A really great fight.
Epic fight.
Yeah. I mean, you got Ilya is a phenomenal boxer, and obviously Max is what he is. And it's crazy. I mean, to think that Max looked even better now than he has in the past, and all the miles he has and all the big fights and everything. That would be an insane fight.
Insane.
As well. Yeah. I hope that's what will happen. And remember, too, Max is the one who had publicly said, you know, came out before and was like, man, the UFC passed up on Ilya fighting me because they, you know, they wanted their guy to go up and do something like this and all that. So now he might end up getting that chance.
So one fight that hasn't been talked about, but just as a fan that I want to see, Miesha Tate.
Really?
Is really active. Miesha Tate and Kayla Harrison.
Really?
Just because I feel like Miesha Tate is that same era as Ronda Rousey. And like, she's just like such a legend of the sport. And it's like almost like the same category that I put Kayla Harrison in.
Uh-huh.
Is like kind of like the founders of women's MMA. Some of the pioneers. And although Kayla was doing it in the PFL and other divisions and in judo, I still think like her and Miesha fall in the same category for me as a fan.
Okay.
Miesha Tate, Kayla Harrison would be awesome.
When was the last time Miesha? It's been a little while.
No, Miesha fought not too long ago. Let me go on her Tapology.
I was thinking I definitely within the last year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I mean, as far as other girls who are in the weight class, for sure. That'd be a fine fight.
Fought December 2nd.
Oh, dang. So, not that long ago.
And she won in round 3 with a rear naked choke.
Who did she fight?
Julia Avila.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, definitely. So, that's another fight. I hadn't even heard or seen anything.
No, well, no. I don't know. Nobody's even talking about that. I think it's just basically Kayla's on her way up to title contention.
Yeah.
But just being, like, a fan of the sport.
Yeah.
That would be cool for me. Because just because they're two, like, pioneers, you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
It's like there's a certain, like, group of girls for fighting that I put is like the Pioneer Division, and yeah. it's like Cyborg, Rhonda, Misha, Kayla. You put Amanda Nunes in there.
Yeah.
So kind of like exciting fights.
Yeah. Is there UFC this weekend? Anything? I know the big fight of this week is Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia are boxing, which I've become a little more fascinated by, because if you've seen like on social media, Ryan Garcia has gone off the absolute rails.
Yeah.
It like so crazy. Mm-hmm. And it does, you know, whether it's promotional purposes or, you know, this is how he's really feeling, it's definitely made me a little more intrigued, like, to watch straight up boxing just to see what'll happen here.
Oh, so. For sure. Well, this podcast will come out later, but there's PFL fights tomorrow as well.
Oh yeah, PFL tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, got a few. Yeah, a couple teammates on that.
Yep.
So
lots of big fights happening.
Yeah, and then of course all the other fights that Dana announced, Islam, Dustin,
yep.
Connor, and Michael Chandler.
Finally. For me, I'm excited, which this will air after, but there is the kickboxing. Combat karate.
Yeah.
Joe Schilling, Luke Rockhold.
Yeah, that'll be really
cool. I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, that'll be cool for
Joe
sure.
Joe Schilling, Luke Rockhold. Then there is Nate Diaz and Masvidal boxing coming up.
Yep.
So lots of kind of exciting fights that I feel like aren't getting the hype that they deserve. Summer.
Yeah. I think the UFC ones will definitely pick up as they get closer and
absolutely,
stuff. But there's some underrated, some really exciting ones. The Joe Schilling and Luke Rockhold's really cool.
Yes.
So, yeah.
All right, let's do a few questions and we'll close.
Okay.
So, of course, these are from Instagram, from our fans. Let's see. Okay. This is a good one, just kind of because I got an update today. It says, when are you going to be filming a Hollywood movie? Ooh. So I've already filmed one, which still hasn't come out because of the writer's strike in Hollywood. Yeah. So it got postponed.
Yep.
Still waiting for the date of that to come out. My next movie that I'm in is The Kickboxer, Armageddon.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be filming in the 22nd. I believe that production got pushed back too. So. Yeah. TBD. I texted our manager today and I was like, hey, am I really supposed to be going out of town on the 22nd or no?
Yeah.
So there's that. Let's see. What's your favorite Jordan shoe?
Ooh, my favorite. Well, the Jordan ones are certainly my favorite.
Okay.
Now it would have to come down to my favorite like colorway. Gosh, I actually really like these ones that I got on right now. These ones are kind of newer. But Jordan 1 for sure is my favorite. You know, it's kind of a cop out because it's probably the most popular one. But as far as like comfort and just everyday style, that would be my pick.
All right. Lots of really sexy questions.
Okay.
As you can assume.
Yes.
There's a congratulations in order.
Okay.
Uncle Chael.
Oh, yes.
He is in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Which is really exciting because our first few episodes, we talked about Chael.
Yeah.
And funny enough, so his birthday and our birthdays kind of fall within like a week of each other.
Yeah.
And without fail, Chael is always the very first person to text me happy birthday.
Yeah, he was number two for me this year, but he's always in the top two. My buddy Jesse.
I think actually, you know what? Jesse could have been one this year.
Yeah.
Jesse, then Chael.
But Jesse has it planned out where when it's 12:01 a.m. Eastern, he's already sent. So Chael was really close behind that, but congratulations to him. I thought it was a little like weird the way
they announced it.
Yeah,
only showed like, I just felt like for his tribute there was so much more you could show. Like, all they showed is just the one loss to Anderson Silva.
Yeah, I thought it was a little strange. Oh, which, by the way, I was at that fight live. That was the first fight I'd ever been to. And, you know, we were obviously rooting really hard for Chael and stuff. But, Yeah, it was a little strange. Yeah, the way, you know, it made it seem like he got in for losing a fight where, right? You know, there were so many other things in
his
career. There
were so many other things, and it's like, you know, you look at Chael's career, there wouldn't be a lot of these big household names without him. Like, yeah. He truly was the pioneer.
Yeah, of the trash talk.
The trash talk, yeah. The, like, just, I mean, he's so intelligent, too, with the way he does things.
And that's the thing is I would say the closest person to him as far as replicating would be Connor. Connor's done a really good job, but you see a lot of other guys, like, trying to duplicate and do the same thing, and it just doesn't come off as good because he is so well spoken and so smart and witty. So witty.
Yeah. So yeah, what he does just can't be replicated ever. There will be not another Chael piece on him. Yeah. But congratulations for the Hall of Fame. Yes. Extremely well deserved.
Yeah.
I wish I could have made the highlight video because I would have put some other things in there.
Yeah.
But very exciting. Let's see. Gosh, a lot of these are just sex questions. I feel good. You know what? I'm going to type up. I'm going to filter the questions and I'll have them ready for next week for us.
All right. Well,
that was another episode.
There we go.
Of a kick-ass love story.
My stomach has finally settled down. My mouth is not on fire anymore.
Settled from that hot pepper.
Yeah, we started off with some heat.
We did.
Yeah.
All right. Tune in next week. We're live every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern time. And tune in every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. 5 p.m. Eastern time for my show, Kick-Ass Cocktails, where I make fancy cocktails and we get to drink them on here.
Yeah.
That's it. We're out.
Out.